KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Clutchwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news. A local heli-ski guide dies from injuries from a weekend avalanche. And AP&T plans to study a hydro project at West Creek near Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. A heli-ski guide caught in an avalanche over the weekend near Haines died late Monday, according to a statement posted online by his family. Aaron Caritas was guiding a group of skiers with Haines Heli-Ski Company Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, or SEBA, on Saturday. The family and SEBA released a joint statement Tuesday morning saying Caritas died from his injuries Monday evening. They also described the avalanche, rescue events, and how Caritas was injured in details not previously released. The family and SEBA released a statement to freeskier.com, a Colorado-based publisher of free skier and snowboard magazines. According to the statement, Caritas, a second guide, and four clients were preparing to ski a run known as Tullabowl in the Kicking Horse Valley, just west of Haines. It was the second run of the day for the group. Caritas told clients to remain at the top of the slope while he skied about 50 feet down to evaluate snow conditions. He dug a snow pit to determine snowpack stability and made a ski cut at the top of the slope. Neither test showed instability, and Caritas determined the conditions were safe to ski. The family and SEBA also write the same test pit he dug was revisited and confirmed the same results, although they don't say who visited the pit. Caritas then radioed to the group on the ridge that he would ski down the slope to their meeting point. He would radio back to the group again to have skiers follow his tracks one at a time. As he descended, an avalanche was triggered mid-slope, sweeping him about 700 feet down. A second SEBA helicopter was already en route to the site when the avalanche occurred. Other guides and searchers were able to locate Caritas within 15 minutes using a beacon signal he was wearing. He was found under about 4 feet of snow. The statement from SEBA and the family does not mention if he had any other safety equipment with him at the time, but a state trooper spokesperson said Tuesday that he was not wearing a helmet or airbag-like equipment that can sometimes protect against avalanche injuries. Caritas was not breathing when he was extricated from the snow. CPR began immediately and continued as he was flown to the Haines Airport and then taken by ambulance to the clinic. He was then medevaced to Providence Medical Center in Anchorage. His family writes that when he arrived at Providence, his body temperature was critically low. He had inhaled snow, compromising the oxygen flow to his brain. The family writes doctors believe Caritas did not suffer in the avalanche and wrote, quote, "Aaron left it on the hill as he would have wanted." Caritas grew up in Bend, Oregon. He graduated from the University of Utah and has been working in the heli-ski industry for about a decade. He joined SEBA last year. Caritas has international guide and avalanche certifications. He is also owner of Pulseline Adventures, a travel and guiding agency that offers skiing, surfing, and fishing trips worldwide. He appeared on the cover of Powder magazine in 2008. Alaska Power and Telephone is exploring the possibility of developing a hydropower project at West Creek near Skagway. The power company last week notified the Skagway Assembly of its intention to file a preliminary permit for a West Creek hydro project with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The permit application was filed March 14th. In the filing, the company proposes a project that would primarily supply power to cruise ships that dock in Skagway during the summer. A secondary purpose would be to supply power to the local community and possibly export power to Yukon for mineral development needs. In a letter to the Skagway Assembly, AP&T President and CEO Rob Grimm writes the project could also be part of the Southeast Alaska and Yukon Economic Development Corridor project. The project proposes a roller-compacted concrete gravity dam about 175 feet high and 1,500 feet long. The dam would create a 895-acre reservoir, A submarine cable would transmit the power about 4 miles from the powerhouse to a landing at Naku or Long Bay, about 3 miles northwest of Skagway. In the filing, manager of permitting, licensing, and compliance Glenn Martin writes the company studied a West Creek hydro project in the early 80s. That project focused on generating about 6 megawatts. This project would be considerably larger, with a capacity of about 25 megawatts. That amount of power could supply 3 cruise ships at a time, Martin writes. The West Creek Road would need to be extended about a half mile to allow access to the project. No national park roads or property would be affected. Martin writes, West Creek is a glacially fed stream with no known fish population or other economically significant value. The filing also outlines a plan that will cost the company about $750,000 to study issues such as site reconnaissance, power market investigations, hydrologic investigation, mapping, and environmental studies. The company proposes paying for the studies from its own general revenues and grants or loans. West Creek is part of about 3,000 acres Skagway is receiving the title to from the state as part of municipal entitlement lands. The community is currently developing a West Creek master plan, which will help with land management and outline development and recreation priorities for the area. A hydro project on West Creek has been discussed for years. The municipality last year approved spending about $120,000 over the next 3 years to study the potential of a hydro project. In the development of the master plan for the area, survey results are mixed about how many residents support a hydro facility at the site. However, there was a significant number of respondents that supported a municipal-owned hydro facility. The draft plan also discusses how recreation opportunities would be affected and could be mitigated with a hydro project. Grimm writes in his letter to the Assembly that the company chose to file for a preliminary permit for the project before the West Creek master plan was finalized because it feared another company might do so first, getting priority to conduct studies for a proposed project. Grimm said the company was so concerned another company might file that it did not feel it had enough time to consult with the municipality first or get its support. Now that the company has filed for the preliminary permit, the federal agency will decide what type of licensing project to use for the application. The company will have to hold a public meeting, consult with federal and state agencies and local tribes on studies, and then conduct studies. A preliminary permit usually allows a company about 3 years to conduct studies before they must decide whether to file an application to construct a project. The complete filing is available on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission website under its e-library section. A bill aimed at restoring a popular Medevac insurance program is getting some attention in the House. Senate Bill 159 would change state rules to allow Seattle-based Airlift Northwest to resume its AirCare membership program. It pays the gap between the total air ambulance bill and what insurance covers. State regulators last year ordered an end to the program because it no longer followed their rules. Sitka lawmaker Bert Stedman's bill passed the Senate last month. It was heard Monday in the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Shelley Deering is Alaska Regional Manager for Airlift Northwest.
Your constituents require air medical transportation when a hospital or first responder has determined they are critically ill or injured. This is a time that is filled with urgency, stress, and anxiety. Not having to worry about the cost of the transport is one less stress for the family.
Airlift Northwest is part of the University of Washington Medical System. Its AirCare program costs $99 a year for a household. About 3,200 Alaskans are enrolled. While the focus is on air care, the bill also covers other air ambulance membership programs. Carla Hart is the air care member who's urged others to join.
Fortunately, none of us have needed to use it, but we all know people who have been medevaced, and we know people who were medevaced before they had this program, and some of them are still paying for that a decade later.
The bill was held so the committee could consider a technical amendment. The panel plans another hearing soon. If the bill passes out, its next stop could be the House floor. Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz, who authored the measure's House version, is one of 10 co-sponsors. The commercial herring fishing in Southeast could be getting underway soon. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Monday it will be putting the Sitka Sound sacro herring fishery on two-hour notice at 8 in the morning on Thursday. That means the Seine fishery could have its first opening on that day if herring roe quality is high enough. The guideline harvest level for the per seine fishery is over 16,000 tons. The herring are caught for their roe or eggs, which are sold to markets in Asia. Fish and Game announced a test sample from herring in Sitka Sound Monday showed fish with immature roe. However, a press release from the department noted possible early opportunities for good quality herring and wanted the fishing fleet to be ready. An organizational meeting with fishermen and processors is planned for Wednesday in Sitka's Westmark Hotel, and more test sampling is planned for that day. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicknicki and Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community for our guidelines. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS listener commentary.